Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Ask Angel Amy Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Amy Pierce, Angel Amy. My website is askangelamy.com. My email is askangelamy@msn.com. I'm here to guide you and inspire you. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to tell you what has worked for me and how I see life. Take what resonates and leave the rest. The call-in number for the show is 319-527-6740. My book, Ask Angel Amy, can be found on Balboa Press or Amazon. This is magnificent March 20th, 2024. Already in March, and it's almost over, and we are heading for the big full moon and the eclipse. This is a big month. This is a very big month. Very big month. Very big month. Where do we want to go today? What do we want to talk about today? I don't know what to say about the expectations of what's actually going to happen, because I don't get the actual information myself. But I've been listening to a lot of people lately, and everybody's talking about how it's earth-changing, whatever that means. Be prepared for the unexpected. Be prepared for anything. Just be prepared. And stay in balance, no matter what happens in our lives. If we can stay in balance, that's how we get through everything. And this earth experience is not, it's not fun and games all the time. And it's not meant to be. There's no growth in that. We came here to grow. Our soul is growing. We came here for our soul, not for the human vessel. The human vessel is just the vessel, just that, the vessel. Just like your car gets you from here to there, the human vessel gets the soul from one experience to the next. We're here to experience life. So enjoy it any way you can. Enjoy it. The more you enjoy it, the more you take on that energy of enjoyment, and that's what you send out. So the more you can just stay in balance with anything that goes on. If you listen to the news, it's going to pull you down. It will. Stay in balance. If you don't need to watch the news, don't watch the news. I'm an advocate of not watching the news. If I'm flipping through a channel and I stumble on a piece of information, okay, whatever. And it's usually, it's always synchronistic for me. If I'm meant to hear something, I'll find out about it. Something happened a couple towns over from me, and I was just scrolling through the channels. And I found out about it. Did it affect me? No, it had nothing to do with me. But it was something that, okay, that's news. But I didn't go there. I didn't let it bother me. It's like, okay, send blessings, send blessings. And that was it. I didn't dive into what it was that was going on. When the news is presented to you, whatever is presented to you, you dive feeling of, oh, what, wonder what that feels like. I'm glad that's not me, but gee, look at what's going on. And you dive into the feeling of it. It gives you a certain feeling. Pay attention to that. Pay attention when you can feel your energy within your body going down. Or going into a worried place. When you go into a worried place, it doesn't serve you. It really doesn't. And it takes practice. So trust me, it takes practice. It takes practice to stay in alignment. And staying in alignment is staying out of judgment. It's not easy to do. But the more you practice, the more you become aware of what's going on and how it's affecting you. Life will affect you. And there's a lot of distractions going on out there. A lot of distractions. The news wants you to look at this so it can distract you from you being able to stay in alignment. Is there anything you can do about the things that are going on the news? And why do we watch it? Why do we watch the news so much? Most people will say, yeah, I want to be informed. But informed about what? Do you really need to know? If something happens and it's really something that you need to know, someone's going to tell you. You'll hear it. You'll see it somewhere. Doesn't mean you have to sit in front of the news and watch it constantly, all day, every day. And I know there's a lot of elderly people that like to sit and watch the news. There's an awful lot of people that, the elderly especially, that just like to sit and watch the news because they can't do anything else. And the news is intriguing for them. But what does it do to their vibration? It brings them down. All they can say is, yeah, this happened and that happened and how awful it is. That not everybody is understanding. That's your vibrational level. You dive into that level of vibration within your body. It's so subtle. It's very subtle. But once you start paying attention to where your energy is it up, is it down? Can you feel being happy? Can you feel just being whatever? Pay attention to where your energy is. Pay attention to what other people say and how you react to that. You don't always have to react in a negative way. Everybody has their own opinions about everything. If you don't want to give your opinion, just say, well, isn't that interesting? Okay, I see where you're coming from. You don't have to really agree with them because when you agree with them, you're stepping into their reality and you're lowering your vibration. You're in control of you. Be aware of the things that you come into contact with during the day. Be aware of what you watch on TV. Be aware of when you go on social media. Just be aware of the things that you're listening to. And I highly suggest everybody listening to a dose of music during your day, even if it's just for a couple minutes, 5-10 minutes if you can. Listen to some uplifting music. It raises your vibration. If you have a playlist of songs, I know I have a playlist, and mine is only on paper right at the moment. I haven't taken the time to put it actually somewhere where I can play it. I'm not real techie. And listen to me say, I'm not real techie. I need to say, yeah, I can figure this out, and I'm going to figure it out. I will figure it out, just not right this minute. But listen to the songs that you enjoy listening to. Again, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes, you'll be surprised at how it uplifts you. It changes your vibration. And that's all it takes to change your vibration. Look at something. Find something you enjoy looking at. Doesn't take a lot. But I highly suggest listening to some form of music that raises your vibration at least every day, especially after you've watched the news. if you're going to watch it, if you need to watch it, if you have to watch it, okay, but watch your level of vibration. Watch the level of thought that is going on inside of you. Listen to your inner being. What is it saying? What is it feeling? What are you feeling when you watch the news? And then after you're done watching it, turn on some music. Turn on some of your favorite songs. And then listen to how that makes you feel. Play with it so you can understand you're switching vibrations. That's what it is. You're switching the way you feel inside, and your feelings vibrate at a certain rate, at a certain frequency. And what you take on is what you put out to the universe, and then that's what you get back. It mirrors that feeling back to you. Test yourself. Only take 5 minutes. Test yourself. But I know when I hear song, my favorite songs, they come on the radio, oh my goodness, it just changes my whole mood. Changes me. Listen to it. Pay attention to your body. When things go on in the world out there, ask yourself, is it affecting me? Do I need to know this? And if things begin to happen, okay, it's going to get fixed. Trust and know things are going to begin to crumble, but they need to crumble so they can go away and be rebuilt. Things are going to be getting rebuilt going forward. That's what this is all about. So stay aware of where your level of awareness is. Stay aware of your judgments. We don't know what someone else's path is. Don't judge someone else's path. We don't know what they came here to learn, and we're all here to learn something different. We're not here to learn the same thing. We're all here to learn something different, all of us. And there's an unlimited amount of things that people are learning and learning about. The biggest thing you can learn is about yourself and how your feelings transmit energy, and how it the energy of things you see, the things you judge, affect your body. Pay attention to that. Going forward, pay attention to it. Stay in alignment. All is well. All is well. Even when things start to crumble, it's just a rebuilding. Don't forget that. Okay, so I am going to read my article, and welcome to anyone listening from Angels Teach. I post my show on Angels Teach also. So if anybody's here listening from Angels Teach, welcome. But here is my article. Oh, did I? This is the article that's going to appear tomorrow. But I'm going to read it because this one needs to be said. What is the story you tell yourself about yourself? We all tell ourselves our own stories. Have you ever stopped to ask yourself, where did you get the stories you are telling yourself? We tend to say things like, I'm not smart enough to fill in the blank. I'm not good enough to fill in the blank. I don't have enough money to fill in the blank. This company isn't going to want me. I'm not cut out to be fill in the blank, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How many times do we just listen to our doubts more than we listen to ourselves? We say these things and more. Why? Because that is what we believe. Why? Because that is what we have been told by others. These are all beliefs we have bought into by others, but these are not our true stories. We aren't taught to think for ourselves. We aren't given the opportunity to think for ourselves. We are taught at a very young age to buy into what other people say is true. The things people say may be true for them, or at least they think it's true for them, but it is not a truth for you, and it's not a universal truth. When you have a thought about something you want to do, don't ask anyone else. Stop and sit with the question and give yourself your own feedback without applying any concept from outside people. Let go of thinking what your parents would say, what your family would say, what your friends would say, what society will say. Tell yourself you can do that which is in your heart, because if it is in your heart, it is just waiting for you to recognize it and set it free. The highest thing you can do for your children when they say they want to do a certain thing, either now or in the future, is to ask them why they want to do this particular thing and ask them how they feel about this particular thing. Then give them all the encouragement you can find within your heart to support their thoughts and watch them grow. The angels are here to help us understand that it is now time to begin looking within our own hearts at the desires that are there and take the steps towards making those desires happen. The energy is now here to support our desires. Start telling yourself new stories. Be your own support system. Can you let go of the negative advice that others give you when you talk about your dreams and desires? Can you trust in yourself regardless of what anyone says? Can you move forward with your life in a positive way, knowing the universe has your back? This is a choice that only you can make for yourself. What are you going to choose to do? Angel Amy. So that's my article. What is the story that we all tell ourselves about, especially about our dreams? We don't think we can achieve our dreams. We don't think it. We think we can't achieve our dreams because that's what most of us have been taught. We were taught it by our parents. Our parents didn't know any better. Their parents didn't know any better. And their parents didn't know any better. It just goes back and back and back. We're in a time of awakening. It's time to wake up and understand we can do the things that are in our heart's desire. We have to let go of the negative thinking and thinking that we can't accomplish the things we want to. Some things are more easily accessible, and some things you can create rapidly, and there's other things that may take a little longer. But don't stop believing in the things that you want to create for yourself. We really have to stop listening to society. Everybody has an opinion, of course. Everyone's going to have their own opinion of why they think you can't do it. If you've got a good support system within your reality, friends, family, coworkers, whoever, that do encourage you, great. Listen to them. Don't listen to the doubters. Don't listen to when someone says, you can't do that. Are you crazy? Well, yeah, be crazy and do what it is in your heart. Be crazy. Be crazy all you want. This is the time. The universe will support you. But as soon as you go into doubt, you stop the flow. It blocks the energy from coming. Thoughts are energy. The things, the way you feel about the things you say about yourself, it's energy. So when you say, okay, this is what I want to do in my heart, this is, I'm feeling, I really want to do this. Oh, this is, this over here is exciting me. I just saw this. I remember when I first started doing my paintings. Am I a huge artist with a studio? No. Do I paint? Yes. Does it bring me joy? Yes. The way I paint is not the way the average person wants to see a painting. I get that. But, oh, it lights me up when I paint. It absolutely lights me up when I paint. The colors that I paint are like they're just gorgeous. I can't say enough about it. Am I listening to somebody say, you're never going to be able to sell those anywhere? I don't care. I really don't care. I haven't sold any, but the ones that I've given away, and I would have to say my great-granddaughter is my biggest supporter of my paintings, and my girlfriend's kids, it's like my paintings are relating to kids, which is totally fine. I mean, it's like, okay, it's wonderful. They love my paintings. I'm like, okay, but there's something there. There's something there as to why these kids are resonating with my paintings. And I get that. I get it. It brings me joy. Oh my God, even when I talk about it, it changes my whole energy. I can feel my energy changing now. My energy is changing ever so slightly, but it's changing. It's lighting up my heart. Do something you want to do for you. Think of it as something you're going to sell because it won't work. I had that thought in the back of my head. But then after I got doing it, it's like, well, I don't really know if I want to sell them because I'm in love with my painting so much. I didn't want to let them go. I only gave them to my great-grandkids and my girlfriend's kids because they loved them, like, so much that it's like, well, how can I not? That gave me great joy to do also. But it lights me up, and I don't care if I make money on it. It's something I enjoy doing for me. I love doing it, and I have a couple of the paintings hanging in my halls, and I walk by and I'm like, oh, I love that. Wow, I love that. Oh, I love that color, especially the blues. I do not like blue. I'm not a blue person. I like the teal kind of color blue, the royal blue, I think. And I even have some clothes that are that royal teal kind of color. Love that color. Love that color. But normally I'm not really a blue person. But when I started painting with these colors and they were just mingling in with the other color that's just a shade different. Oh, they're gorgeous. They're gorgeous to me. I don't care if anybody else likes them or not. They're so gorgeous to me, I don't want to sell them. But I do that for me. That brings me joy. Is there something out there? Is there something you can be doing that will bring you joy? Something you can think about. You got to find the joy. You got to find the joy. It does wonders. It does wonders. And we got to let go of trying to make money. If it makes money, fine. If it doesn't, fine. That's okay, too. But do something you enjoy doing for you. It's out there. You can find it. Okay, so I have a caller. So let's see how I can help this caller. Caller's phone number ending in 8171. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Wait, Amy?
What's your... Yeah?
Oh, yeah, my name is Maddie.
Maddie?
How are you? Oh, yeah, Mattie, M-A-T-T-I-E, Mattie. How
okay,
are
where
you today?
Calling from?
I'm here in hot Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you. I was listening.
How can I help you?
Are you going in angel answers and answers and an angel have a message for me?
I don't really get into the psychic side of it. I do more self-empowering work. Is there something I can help you with?
Self-empowerment. No, I my gripe. Hold on for a second. I'm in the midst of making lunch. Hold on.
Okay.
My gripe is, it's about my car, really.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah?
It's about my car. It's, I had my car, some collision work done in December. Then after that, the guy that did the carburation job, on January, pre-collision light kept coming on, and I take it back and it said, oh, it needed a little cleaning up. I did that, da-da-da. And then the last time I took it back, he said, the car needs to be washed. You've been on a dirt road somewhere because the sensor is dirty. No, I stay on street and highway. I haven't been in no dirt road. I haven't been to countryside, so I'm not on no dirt road. And so it's back and forth with the insurance company and the collision, the people that repaired it, saying that, oh, if it's dirt, it's not dirt. The car's cleaned up and it came back on again on Sunday. So I took a picture of it and I emailed it to the collision center. And they still said, well, you still have to take it to the dealership and have them put it on the scan to see what's going on. Da, da, da. I say, but that car, that light never came on until whatever the guy did with the carburation part of it. I say, maybe the sensor wasn't put back in right. Well, we did the scan, da, da, da. It's back and forth, back and forth. So I'm a little confused because I really don't want to pay out of pocket. If I take it to a dealership, they're going to cost me, it's going to cost me something to put it on the diagnostic machine. And that's like, that's money out of my pocket that I feel as though I shouldn't have to pay because that car was, that light was not coming on until they start tamping it with it. And I've been driving that car for now almost 4 years, 5 years. And
do you have the, do you have the option of taking it to someone else?
I have the option of taking it. My best bet was take it to someone else. No, that's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to avoid out of pocket because now, if I
take it to... All right, but that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you need to take it to someone else.
Take it to the dealership then.
I'm not exactly getting that, but you need to take it to somebody else other than that guy that's jerking around with you.
Right. Well, I guess my best bet is take it to the dealership and have them put it on the diagnostic machine and see what come up with the scan. See what did he do wrong? When he put back things, what did he do?
Is there anybody else, like just a regular car shop guy that you can take it to?
I don't know anyone off. I don't know of anyone. I probably could ask around, but I don't know of anyone offhand.
Do you have a Meineke where you are?
A Meineke? You meant the would it change the oil?
Yeah.
Meineke. I think there might be some around. I'm not sure.
Try and see if you can make an appointment at a Meineke shop. If there's nothing wrong, they don't charge you to look at it. I've had really good luck with Meineke. There's been a lot of places that, especially I want to say Firestone, is not someplace I would recommend to anyone. But Meineke has been stepping up, and I think you should take it to a Meineke and ask them for their advice. Tell them. The Meineke people are so extremely helpful. That's where I would suggest you start.
Okay. I'll check and see if that's Meineke. They should. This is a pretty big growing city, so it should have a Meineke around somewhere. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I would start with them, tell them, you know, your issue and everything, and see what they suggest. But I would definitely make an appointment to go see them.
Yeah, because I think that collision center just jerked, like you said, just jerking me around.
Yeah.
So, that's it, yeah. Well, thank you so much. That was a definite enlightenment. I would get on it today and see if there's any Meineke around in the city. I just hadn't looked. I just hadn't paid attention. I hadn't heard about the mention. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know, you know, and I found it out myself, you know, and, you know, especially women, I know, you know, some places aren't really, don't know how to be that honest, and that is my judgment.
But that's true.
I'm judging them.
That's true. It's true. They kind of jerk women around. Man, it's a little different. Yeah, but the key thing is that the collision center is a woman that took care of the business, and she's the one I'm talking to. And it's like maybe she's afraid to she got to protect, I guess, in all reality, she's thinking she got to protect her job. She can't. So she got to look at that, too. So I get it, but it is, just let me know
before
I won't recommend
you go, before you go to the Meineke, tell yourself it's all going to work out. This is working out for my highest good. It's all working out. I'm going to have a pleasant experience. Prepave what's going to happen. And stay in alignment with knowing that you're going to be given the highest outcome for your highest good.
I like that. Yes, I would definitely do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stay in that vibration. Keep that vibration. Yeah.
Right.
That frequency.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'm glad you called.
Thank you, Amy. Have a good rest
of the
day.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and it is. It's about staying in a state of alignment wherever you go. We're the creators of our experiences. So create something good in your life. With the thoughts you think, wherever it is you're going, during your day, tell yourself, this is a great day. It is a great day, whether you understand it or not. Every day is a great day. We truly do not understand the gift that this life is. We don't get it. We don't get it. It goes beyond what we think life is really about. Okay, let's see. I think I'm gonna end the show today on that note. But stay in alignment as best as you can. Do your own self-talk to yourself. Start telling yourself things are working out, because they are. Everything always works out. We just don't think it does, because that thing that happened may not be what you wanted to happen. But it is happening for your highest good. The things that happen are happening for our highest good. I mean, even when this lady, Maddie, went to the place that's given her a hard time, it's still for her highest good. It's time for her to step up and say, no, I've got to take it someplace else. And you never know. Maybe this Meineke place is going to be the place where she takes her car from now on or something. She might meet someone there. We don't know. We got to trust that everything is in order. Okay. Well, I hope everyone has the rest of this beautiful day. We got this full moon coming up Monday, the 25th, with the eclipse. I don't know if the eclipse is on. Is the eclipse on the 25th? Somebody said April was the eclipse. I'm not real sure. All I know is this is powerful energy, and we're in right now. Powerful. Pay attention to where you are within yourself. Are you in alignment? Are you out of alignment? Are you in alignment? Are you out of alignment? Do your best to stay in alignment. Do your best to stay in alignment. The words for the rest of March, stay in alignment. Okay, this is Angel Amy. My website is askangelamy.com. My email is askangelamy@msn.com. And have a beautiful day. And I will be back next week. Thank you all for joining me.